Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. The former Clay's Candy building by Four Winds Field is up for sale. The city bought the building for a little more than $450,000. With Clay's moving their operations to Blackthorn Corporate Park, discussions have begun as to what will be done with the former candy factory. It's already drawing a lot of interest from developers due to its location by the ballpark, as well as nearby future apartment complexes. The buyer of the downtown property will have to pay a minimum price of $382,000. Bids from developers are due by March 9th. A Mishawaka school crossing guard was attacked by a dog Thursday morning. Kim McCain was working near LaSalle Elementary when a dog ran across the street to where she was. The dog bit her multiple times, leaving 10 puncture wounds and about an 8-inch bruise on her leg. McCain said her left side is messed up, but is thankful this happened to her and not one of the children. A police report has been filed with the Mishawaka Police, and the Humane Society is also investigating the incident. You can now own a piece of Elkhart history. City leaders will hand out bricks from the famous Kelby Love mural on South Main Street on Saturday. The building was demolished a few weeks ago. Pickup begins at 1 p.m. and will go until at least 4 o'clock at the corner of Redding and South 2nd Street. The bricks will be handed out drive-through style on a first-come, first-served basis. A new addiction treatment center is opening in Mishawaka. Avenues Recovery will open June 1st next door to the former Praxis Landmark Recovery Center. Praxis had its license revoked last summer after 3 deaths and an overdose at its facility. Avenues Recovery is not connected with Praxis. Avenues will open its 120-bed facility for patients suffering from addictions, and while the facility won't open all 120 beds at once, they plan to start off with 20 as referrals grow. The Biden administration's announcement to expand requirements on background checks for those buying guns online or at gun shows will work to effectively end what is called the gun show loophole. The rule changes the definition of firearm sellers and expands requirements to obtain a federal firearms license to include those selling at gun shows, flea markets, and online. The body of a 76-year-old woman was recovered from a pond in Osceola yesterday morning. Police were called out to a home on Wildwood Drive around 7:30 for a report of a woman who went missing after she went out to walk the dog earlier in the morning. Family members found her body floating in a pond behind the home before officers arrived. Preliminary investigation indicates the woman had a medical attack before she fell into the pond. With Notre Dame's Blue Gold game less than a week out, head coach Marcus Freeman went offense versus defense this past Saturday afternoon. The scrimmage went for about 80 plays, with the defense winning the day's battle. The defensive scheme forced quarterback Steve Angeli and Kenny Minchie to both throw pick sixes. Riley Leonard sat out as he recovers from ankle surgery, but it was freshman CJ Carr turning heads. Carr shined with 2 touchdown passes and his ability to move around the field. The Blue Gold game is this Saturday at Notre Dame Stadium with kickoff set for 1 o'clock. You can hear it starting at 12:30 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The South Bend Cubs' rough start to the season continued, with the Cubs falling to Wisconsin yesterday 9-6. The Timber Rattlers took 4 of 6 from South Bend last week. Next up, the Cubs will head to Beloit to take on the Skycarp starting tomorrow. Rookie Michael Busch homered for the 4th straight game as the Chicago Cubs beat Seattle 3-2. The Detroit Tigers rallied to beat the Minnesota Twins 4-3. The Cincinnati Reds routed the Chicago White Sox 11-4 for a 3-game sweep. Chicago dropped to 2-13, the worst 15-game start in the franchise's 124-year history. Miles Turner had 31 points and 12 rebounds as the Indiana Pacers beat the Atlanta Hawks 157-115 on Sunday and avoided falling into the play-in tournament. Indiana is in the playoffs for the first time since 2020 and secured the number 6 seed in the Eastern Conference. They'll play third-seeded Milwaukee in a best-of-7 first-round series. The Bulls dropped their regular season finale to the New York Knicks 120-119. Chicago finished 9th in the East at 39-43 and will host 10-seed Atlanta on Wednesday. If they win that game, the Bulls will have to beat the winner of the 7-vs-8 game on the road Friday to earn the number 8 seed in the playoffs. The Detroit Pistons finished out their disappointing season with a 123-95 loss to the San Antonio Spurs. Blake Wesley had 17 for the Spurs, while Jaden Ivey finished with 13 points for Detroit. The Carolina Hurricanes won their 5th straight, beating the Chicago Blackhawks yesterday 4-2.
Mostly sunny skies today, really pleasant temperatures up into the low to middle 70s, and winds will stay light. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.